Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This week, Tyler Gilreth will take us through the Gate of the Gods. Lynette Hill will discuss overcoming cancer, and today Josh Davis will begin taking us on the beautiful journey. We're just 11 days away from our next Prophecy in the News live event, August 16th and 17th at Hillspring Church in New Prague, Minnesota. Come hear the latest One World update, examine biblical artifacts from Israel, and learn about the earth before the flood. You'll learn how to have victory in the invisible war on the saints, and discover the truth behind the secret societies. Speakers include Dr. Larry Spargimino, Micah Van Hus, Josh Davis, Larry Stamm, Greg Patton, and Clayton Van Hus. Tickets are free, but seating is limited, so don't be left behind. Register today by visiting our website, swrc.com, and click on Events. You can also register by calling 1-800-652-1144. Prophecy in the News Live, August 16th and 17th in New Prague, Minnesota. Now, here's staff evangelist Josh Davis.
I once heard the story about a community that relied upon their crops as the way to support their lives and their livelihood. They were faced with a severe drought. The Christians in that community decided to dedicate a special prayer service to gather together to pray that God would send the rain and that their crops would grow again and flourish so that their lives and their livelihood could be sustained. And as the Christians gathered in the church house, they were carrying umbrellas with them to church, expecting an answer from God to their prayers, even while they were praying that God would send the rain, that the rain would begin to fall, and they could hear it pounding down upon the roof of their church. They were prepared to receive the answer to their prayers. The resource that I am going to be talking about on today and tomorrow's program, Lord willing, is something of that kind. It's preparing for a spiritual harvest of souls. It's a follow-up guide. It's a travel guide, really, for new Christians called The Beautiful Journey. This is something that I've wanted to put together for a long time, to have something that doesn't assume that anyone knows anything about what is the Bible, what is prayer, how do I find a good church, how do I grow in the Lord, who is God. And it's just a simple, straightforward resource that explains and unpacks some of these crucial things as believers take their first steps in their journey with Jesus. It is the greatest adventure in all of life, and this book just serves as a travel guide as people will embark on this brand new life. We are praying for a harvest of souls, and if you've listened to Watchmen on the Wall for any length of time, you've probably heard me say something along the lines of, we want to take the gospel as far and as wide as we possibly can while we still can. We see the end times, and we see how things are growing and moving and developing in that direction, and how our world is racing towards the biblical end time scenario. But God has the church here for such a time as this, with an opportunity at this moment to get the good news of Jesus out as far and as wide as we possibly can while we still can. And I believe that God is going to honor that, so we have developed this resource as a true ministry resource to help those who turn to faith in Jesus Christ to understand how to take the next steps in their spiritual journey with Jesus. And I pray and I hope that this resource will help the local church as they minister to new believers, and that it'll help you in your walk of faith. You may be a new believer that's listening and wondering, how do I understand the Bible? How do I pray? How do I worship God? What is the church? What is it supposed to do? How do I find the right church? How do I walk with God through faith and hope and love? What do these concepts even really mean according to the Bible? And what is heaven? Who's going to be there? It's a 70-page resource that we want to put into your hands, and we want to take it beyond just the printed page and turn it into things like audiobooks and have video resources available with this as well. And so, friends, as you partner with SWRC through your giving and your prayers, you are enabling us to produce these kinds of resources that we pray and we hope can be a blessing to the local church. If you'd like to get a copy of the book, now this is a unique ministry resource, and we are making it available as a free download on the SWRC website. In the not too distant future, as God provides and guides, we hope to launch a brand new website, and this will be one of the key themes there, and it'll have a home on the new website, but it is available on the current SWRC.com website as well as a free digital download, a free ebook that we want to put into your hands. Now, if you'd like to order a printed copy, we are making those available as well at a low cost so that we can get this into the hands of people. And if you want to order cases or sets of 10 or more, we have a discounted price on those as well. You can reach out to us at 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or visit swrc.com. The name of this resource again is The Beautiful Journey. The Beautiful Journey. A friend of mine that served in Christian music, he was a guest on Watchmen on the Wall last year. And over a year ago now, he shared the burden that he had to develop a simple gospel outreach tool and called the Beautiful Campaign. And this simple card says, "I hope you have a beautiful day." On the reverse side, it has a QR code that people can scan with their smartphones. It'll take them to 3 short videos that take about 5 minutes total to watch. It's a simple, straightforward gospel presentation that uses language that people will understand even if they've never set foot inside of a local church. And it helps to explain the good news of Jesus Christ. And so this is a follow-up guide for those who receive Jesus, whether it's through that special outreach or another kind of outreach. And we are excited to bring this into print. And you know, the truth is that God provides a way to move out of brokenness and into wholeness. And the solution is not found in trying harder or being a better person. No, it's something that we have to do. It's not something that we have to do or earn on our own. The solution is found in what God has done for us. And that's the two little letters that separate Christianity from all the other religions and worldviews. It's do versus done. All the other worldviews say do. Your reward is based on your performance. And even in the postmodern worldview that we see today, that people are trying to live their own truth, they're trying to make their own way of salvation. They're trying to make their own definition of what holiness looks like in their eyes. It's like it says at the end of the book of Judges that there was no king in Israel, and every man was doing what was right in his own eyes. That's so descriptive of the world that we have today. But it's still a workspace system. I am the center of my universe. I get to declare that I am holy. I get to decide how good I am. And everyone is good in their own eyes. But Christianity says, no, it's done. D-O-N-E, done. Completed. It is finished, Jesus cried from the cross. And God has provided a way out of this mess that we have made. He forgives all the wrong that we've ever done when we receive what He has done for us. And so our prayer is that this resource will help people as they begin this beautiful journey with Jesus. And the gospel is the beautiful solution to an ugly world that we live in, is it not? And if you know Jesus Christ, you know that is true. And if you're listening and you do not know Jesus as your Savior, we implore you, please reach out to us today. We would love to discuss with you how you can know Jesus as your Savior. You can visit swrc.com. We have the gospel there. If you'd like to connect with the Beautiful Campaign, you can visit beautifulcampaign.com. And you can find the videos to watch there as well with the gospel illustrated for you. And so I want to unpack with you Some of the things that we have in this simple resource, again, it's called The Beautiful Journey, and it's a book that is to help and inspire you as you take your first steps on your journey with Jesus. We open with some congratulations for people for making the greatest decision they could ever make in this life. And the amazing thing is that we don't travel this road alone. You know, it is very intimidating to start a new life. Now, how do you find the way? One of the most powerful truths of Christianity is that you are not walking alone. You have a travel companion walking with you every single step of the way, every second of every day. Almighty God is with you constantly. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that mind-blowing to think about? God provides the proper transportation for everybody that's on this journey. He makes it effortless for us. We don't have to figure things out for ourselves. God has the itinerary under perfect control. And not only is God our constant travel companion for this journey, but He equips us with everything we need along the way. As we travel with God, He deepens our understanding. He deepens our appreciation of the Bible, of prayer, and worship as necessary tools to guide us. And while you journey with God continuously, He also introduces you to other companions that are traveling along with you in this journey. And friendships are an important part of any journey, and it can motivate us to continue, to keep going on, and to keep growing. What's the destination of this journey? Well, it's that beautiful place that's called heaven, the abode of God, and we will introduce you to that in this simple resource. When followers of Jesus reach heaven, it's not the end of the journey. And that's one of the amazing biblical truths, is it not, friends? A whole new adventure awaits that will thrill us forever, and it's going to continue on. So when you reach heaven, the journey isn't over, but it's just like it's only beginning. And so this book is designed to be that simple, straightforward follow-up guide for those who are new Christians starting out this journey. We hope that it would be a blessing, as I said, to local churches and to Christians as you reach out to have something that you could give to someone who receives Jesus as their Savior and is struggling to maybe take some of the next steps and has a lot of questions about, well, what is the Bible? Who is God? How do I grow in Him? How do I know Him more? That's what we wanted this 70-page book to really emphasize, some basic first steps that people can take in introducing them to many of these things. It's our prayer that people who have never even perhaps picked up a Bible and opened one for their own selves. Now, of course, in order to receive Christ as our Savior, we have to know the gospel message, but they may be just trying to become familiar with the Bible. And so I didn't want to assume anything, so we unpack, how is the Bible put together? How are these things constructed? What does John 3:16 mean? What's the 3 and the 16? What's that all about? And we explain verses and chapters and how the Bible is organized and all those kinds of things so that people can get a grasp of the Christian faith and learn how to grow in Him. And as I said, I pray that this would be something that could equip many people. The chapter 1 is called Know Your Guide. And that's where it all starts. And that's the best part of this new journey with Jesus, is that it's not about where you're going or what you're doing. It's who you are traveling with. It's Jesus that makes all the difference. And He's going to walk with us every single step of this journey, guiding us just like a good shepherd lovingly guides and guards his sheep. And the Bible talks about that in Psalm 23. What a wonderful psalm that is. In God's eyes, we are more than sheep or more than followers. We are family. And so the very moment that you ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins, you're adopted into the family of God forever. Heaven becomes your home and inheritance forever through faith in Jesus. And it is totally mind-boggling to consider these kinds of truths. Now, what is God like? And look at your fingerprints. Just stop whatever you're doing. Now, if you're driving down the road, you may want to be very careful while you do this, but just look at your fingerprints. What do you see? Do you notice the design that's there? The shapes that make up your fingerprints are unique. No one else in the world has your fingerprints. Think about your brain. It controls your whole body. And do you ever have to consciously think about your heart pumping blood throughout your body? I mean, we would never get any sleep if we had to consciously tell our heart, keep pumping, keep pumping, keep pumping, keep pumping. What about breathing? What about digestion? Moving your arms and legs? How much conscious thought do you have to put into that? Keep breathing, keep pumping. No, our body controls that in the background. And then consider the complex thoughts that we think above and beyond just surviving. Keep pumping, keep pumping, keep breathing, keep breathing, keep moving, keep moving. Eyes, keep seeing. Ears, keep hearing. And we don't have to think that way. Do dogs and cats contemplate questions like, who is God? Why do I exist? These higher questions. Yeah, I get it. Pets do have some smarts, but we think on a much higher level than they do. Our minds think about topics that animals have simply no awareness of. And speaking of animals, did you know that a few years ago, Yellowstone National Park faced a major crisis? Unintentionally, migration routes for wolves were cut off with the development of roads and towns. Some people viewed the wolves as unnecessary predators during the late 1800s, so the wolves were hunted until they eventually disappeared from Yellowstone completely. The absence of these wolves created a domino effect that threatened the entire ecosystem of Yellowstone National Park. The elk and the deer populations boomed in the absence of their chief predator, these wolves. So the elk, the deer, they grazed away vegetation, and all the seedling trees that removed natural hiding spots for small critters like rabbits and mice. It also robbed food from grizzly bears and pollinators like honeybees. The elk and the deer also eroded riverbanks since they no longer had to hide from the wolves. And this erosion impacted the waters and the fish who lived in them. So people began to notice the dramatic decline of the ecosystem in Yellowstone and understood that wolves were necessary. So the wolves were reintroduced to Yellowstone in 1995, and amazing results began to take place. As the wolf population grew, the elk and the deer populations decreased. Trees began to grow taller. Vegetation thrived once more, and so did birds and bees and bears. And river erosion decreased significantly. Other animal populations began to return to healthy levels, all because of the return of the wolves. And if you go outside on a clear night and you gaze up at all the stars, you can just fathom how many stars there are. Scientists have tried to estimate how many there are, and it's an astronomical number. It's a 2 followed by 23 zeros. That's how many stars they estimate there are. And so what do our fingerprints and our brains, the wolves in Yellowstone, and the number of stars in the universe have to do with God? How does it help us to answer the question, what is God like? Well, we understand that God must be vastly more powerful and brilliant than our human minds can understand. In order to bring all of this into existence, He has a purpose for it all. And the Bible says that God not only knows how many stars there are, but He also has a name for each of them, and He knows every detail about them. You can read about that in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26. God knew how to properly balance Earth's diverse ecosystems, how to sustain vibrant and complex life. You know, disaster almost struck in Yellowstone National Park when just one ingredient out of that ecosystem was missing. When the wolves were removed, the whole thing began to unravel. God created it just as it should be. And Genesis 1 and 2 unpacks that. And human beings are the crown of God's creative activity. The Bible teaches us that God created people in His image. God didn't say that about any other part of His vast creation, not even the angels. The Bible also teaches that God does not have a body, so being created in His image is not describing the way that our bodies look. John 4:24 makes that clear. This brings us back to our amazing brains. God blessed us with intellect, with emotion, with the ability to choose, a free will. And He has placed within us a sense of right and wrong. a sense that some things are good and others are evil. Our minds want to understand these deep questions of origin, identity, purpose, meaning, destiny. And this is part of what it means to be made in the image of God. Our fingerprints prove that God designed each of us on purpose with a purpose in mind. You are not a mistake. Your life is not an accident, nor is it just because of your biological mother and father brought you into this world. You are unique and you are beautiful in the eyes of your Creator God. This is part of what is included in this resource, the Beautiful Journey book. It's a travel guide for new Christians. We have it available for a free digital download on our website, swrc.com. Again, that's swrc.com. If you would like to get a printed version, we have it available for a low cost, and we do have a discount on bulk orders, so that if perhaps a local church wants to order several copies, they can have that available for someone when they receive Christ as their Savior. They could hand this to them, a travel guide for new Christians called The Beautiful Journey. You can reach us at swrc.com or by calling us at 1-800-652-1144.
The Beautiful Journey by Josh Davis is in today's Resource Spotlight. The Beautiful Journey is a book that helps Christians take their first steps in their journey with Jesus. In The Beautiful Journey, the new believer will learn how to walk with God by faith, hope, and love, how to read your Bible, how to pray, how to find a church, and how to enjoy the journey with Jesus. This brand new book by Josh Davis is designed to be shared with others. Order a bundle and give them out at church or when you're witnessing. The Beautiful Journey. Order your copies today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. Help new believers take their first steps in their journey with Jesus. The Beautiful Journey. 1-800-652-1144. Here's Greg Patton with some much-needed encouragement for living in today's world.
I'm sitting here in the office finishing up my newest book, The New America, A Flood of Evil. And I've been thinking, you know, it just seems like I turned around one day and, well, it was gone. I'm talking about the land I love. I can still see the milkman putting those glass bottles filled with all of that cold white gold that I love so much into that insulated container there on the porch. I grew up in little old Roanoke, Indiana, where everyone knew your name. It was back in the day when living was easy and life was just so much fun. I really expected to see Mr. Rogers walk down the street at any moment. Those hazy days of summer were a dream come true, and nothing ever really happened bad in my la-la land. What happened? From this old optimist, it's hard to hear me say that every day is bad. Well, it is now. The balancing act comes from knowing Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and that He is in control, and resting in the comfort that He truly is in charge of all things in this confusing thing called life. For the past few years, a common question that is asked of many pastors is a wrenching one. Is revival possible? Can America be normal, or maybe just a little bit great again? My answer so many years was always positive. I like positive. I've never been a fan of the negative. What a great place to be, the United States of America. And I mean that. I love this country. I love living here. Yes, I've lived through moments in history when it appeared that all was, well, gone. But we've recovered. I remember practicing getting under a desk in junior high during the Cuban Missile Crisis with Russia. Wow, that was scary. I never thought in my lifetime that a president would be assassinated. We're just too savvy, too advanced for anything like that to happen. I slept little with the death of JFK. How could his brother Robert and Dr. Martin Luther King come to this same violent end? We witnessed the awful race riots of the early and mid-60s and the anti-war protest and mayhem on college campuses in the late 60s and early 70s. We treated our Vietnam vets like criminals, and we still have that stain on the old red, white, and blue. I remember the sexual liberation craze of the 60s and 70s. I remember it because I shamefully was in it. Why did I ever get married? I lived a life where commitment and marriage were scoffed at in favor of open sexual promiscuity, brought on in part by easy access to birth control and abortion. It was my DJ career of booze and drugs and rock and roll. And I watched our cities burn down in riots and lootings. I remember the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago when police and protesters violently clashed. I'm glued to the TV and thought, can this really be happening? Little did I know then that it would be child's play compared to today's evil standards. Well, I think I could go on for hours talking about all of that up here to age 77 now. I recall reading recently a Harvard-Harris poll that found, sadly, that among 18 to 24-year-old kids in America, they are kids, a majority thought that the Hamas slaughter of 1,300 innocent Israeli civilians was justified. Really? And 91% of us over 65 thought not. What is the younger generation thinking in this new America? How soon do you think it's going to be before Jesus comes? I mean, how much worse is it going to get? It is so confusing, and we know who the author of confusion is. If you're in that senior citizen zone, you need to pray, obviously, for your children and grandchildren, and in our case, great-grandchildren. Should the Lord tarry, what a country we're leaving them. Something to really consider and pray about today, my friend. Coming up in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, in the month of October, three great days, biggest event for Southwest Radio Church there in Gettysburg. I'll be talking about the possibility of revival in America, and I so look forward to meeting you, my friend, in Gettysburg in October. To sign up for the conference, swrc.com. I'm blessed as always to have a few minutes with you on Living in Today's World. God bless.
The Beautiful Journey by Josh Davis is in today's Resource Spotlight. The Beautiful Journey is a book that helps Christians take their first steps in their journey with Jesus. This brand new book by Josh Davis is designed to be shared with others. Order a bundle and give them away at church or when you're witnessing. The Beautiful Journey. Order your copies today when you call 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, Josh Davis will return with more insight into the beautiful journey that we are each on. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station or by downloading our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com.